practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company. And it is my prayer that God will use this program this morning to prepare our hearts to worship Him in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, along with others of like precious faith. And since this is Sunday morning and should be the day of praise for each and every one of us, let's begin the broadcast today with a song that, well, it's simply a praise medley. And I think that it will be an encouragement to every one of us. Here it is, the praise medley. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. You know, we would all do well to praise God more, wouldn't we? So many times we get involved with the circumstances of life, and many times those circumstances weigh us down. But if we would look unto the Lord and see His greatness, we would respond to that by giving him the praise, for there is none greater than our Almighty God. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio. And as I said, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I am encouraging you right now to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And if you are here in the Altoona area and you don't have a church to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And of course, during our 10:30 service this morning, the Lord willing, I will continue my series on revival. And then this evening, Pastor Tim Allen will continue his series as we go through the book of Ezra. So I would invite you to come on out and join us. And then, of course, keep in mind that in the midweek, we have midweek services as well. That is on Wednesday at 6:30, the children and the youth meet. We also have a single mom's ministry that meets every Wednesday night at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is teaching us through the book of Ephesians. And that's a great study. And so why don't you come on out and join us either today or on Wednesday night. But there's something coming up beginning next Saturday, actually, that I want to draw to your attention. And that is our Men's Day Out and Fall Revival services. Next Saturday from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and of course that is November the 16th, we are going to be having a Men's Day Out at the Sportsman's Club in Bellwood. It's going to be a great time of fellowship and activities, and our speaker is going to be Zach Camel. And Zach is involved with what is called Known Ministries. It's a ministry he started. It's called Known Ministries, and it's a ministry to reach young people and college-age students with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to be our speaker at the Men's Day Out. And if you would like to attend, give us a call here at the Faith Baptist Church. It's free of charge. Give us a call. The phone number is 814-944-2894, and we will get you registered. But then on Sunday, which is next Sunday, November the 17th through November the 20th, Zach will be leading us in our fall revival services. We will be meeting at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock next Sunday. And then Monday through Wednesday, that's the 18th through the 20th at 7 p.m. And Zach will be preaching. And in addition to that, we will be having some special music. On Sunday night, we'll have Kelly Moore. On Monday night, the Keystone State Quartet. On Tuesday night, the Weiler family. And on Wednesday night, Tom Smith will be singing. And so I invite you to come on out and join us for our fall revival services, November the 17th through the 20th, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. As well as men, come on out to the Men's Day, November the 16th at the Sportsman's Club in Bellwood. But if you want to attend, you need to call and register. And again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. And keep in mind, if we can never serve you spiritually, don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to talk to you about the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we would love to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. We'd love to pray with you or for you. So don't ever hesitate to give us a call if we can serve you. That's 814-944-2894. Or if you want, you can drop us a note in the mail. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, USA. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, USA. And of course, you can email us, and that email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And so if we can serve you spiritually speaking, please, please don't hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you once again for giving us another Lord's Day, as it were. I thank you that Christians all across this nation and around the world can gather together with others of like precious faith in good, solid, Bible-believing local churches to worship you in spirit and in truth. And it is my prayer that everyone under the sound of my voice right now will indeed go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But Lord, I also pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it in the lives of everyone under the sound of my voice. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what their spiritual needs are. And I pray that you'll use the program in their lives for your glory. And truly, if there's even one who has not yet trusted your Son as their personal Savior, it is my prayer that today will be the day in which they will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and have the forgiveness of sins and the assurance of eternal life with you in heaven. So guide us as we go throughout the rest of the broadcast, and Father, we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I would like to read with you verses 10 through 13. There the Word of God says, Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. And now before I deliver a message entitled, Going Forward in Light of the Recent Presidential Election, let's listen to the song entitled, Down from His Glory.
Down from His glory, an ever-living story. My God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and in him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight, God gracious, tender, laid aside his splendor. Dwelleth in him. Without reluctance, flesh and blood is substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. A glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. Dwelleth in him, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
Well, as we are all aware, this past Tuesday was a presidential election here in the United States of America. And in many ways, it is or was a historical election, in the sense that Donald Trump ran for the presidency the second time, and even though actually he ran for the presidency the third time and got voted in the second time, and that only happened one other time, and that was over 100 years ago with Grover Cleveland, I believe it was, where a person was in as the president, and then he ran for a second term and lost, and then after that he ran again and won. And, well, it's just interesting the way things turned out. I don't know if you voted for Donald Trump or not. And really, that doesn't make a whole lot of difference as it relates to our program today. But the question is, where do we go from here? How are we to live in light of the election? And I'm talking about those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior. Whether Donald Trump was your man or not, or the one that you voted for or not, what do we as Christians do right now in light of the election? Now, I do believe that Donald Trump is one who will stand for biblical principles. He proved that in his first term in office, and I think that he will follow that through in the second term. I'm not talking about his own personal life now, but I'm talking about the policies that he stands upon. They, most of them, are very biblically correct, and I'm thankful for that. But whoever would have gotten into the office, we as Christians have a responsibility to play, and I want to address that for a few minutes this morning. How do we go forward from where we are right now in light of the election that took place this past Tuesday? Well, the answer for that is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, where it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." How are we to live and how are we to go forward in light of the presidential election? Well, the Bible tells us here that as Christians, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now, as you know, that an ambassador is one who represents somebody else. The President of the United States has ambassadors in many other nations of the world. And that ambassador is there not just to represent the United States, but to represent the President of the United States. You and I as Christians are here in the world right now to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we are to do every day of our life. And so we must represent Jesus Christ by our position in Christ. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13 that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are placed into the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit are ye all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Gentile, whether bond or free, you've all been made to drink into one Spirit." And what that tells us is that we who are Christians, we who are saved, we who are born again, are members of the body of Christ. That's our position. We are a part of the church, as it were. And because of that, because of our position, we are to represent Jesus Christ by our practice. And so let's apply this directly to the election that took place last Tuesday. As representatives for Jesus Christ, let's pray for our nation. You know, our nation is waning on so many areas. This country was founded on biblical principles. When you study the United States Constitution, you can see practically every line and item that is in there is biblically based. I've often said that you can take the United States Constitution and apply the book, the chapter, and the verse from the Word of God to everything that is written therein. It is, in essence, a document that represents biblical truth. And yet, in so many ways, our country has been getting away not only from the Constitution, but from the Word of God. We need to pray for our nation. Let's pray that there will be a spiritual revival in our nation. Let's pray that those who are in government will rule according to biblical truth. Let's pray that as Christians, we will stand up and speak for the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that as the church, we are the pillar and the ground of the truth, which leads me to the next thing that we should do as Christians, and that is to promote the truth of God and His Word. You know, the world around us does not know anything about God's truth. People who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior will tell you that there is no such thing as absolute truth. But there is absolute truth, and that absolute truth is found in the Word of God. It's found in Jesus Christ. It's found in the Holy Spirit. It's even found in Father God. But in John chapter 17, in verse 17, Jesus said, as he was praying to the Father in reference to his disciples, he said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." So in everything that we as Christians do, let us promote the truth of God and His Word. Let's share with others what the Bible says on the various matters of life. We have an expression here at the Faith Baptist Church that goes like this, WTDBS. WTDBS, that is, what does the Bible say? I often say that that is a reflection of the biblical worldview. And you and I as Christians should bring the Word of God to bear on every situation, not only in our personal life, in our church life, but in our national life. And so let's pray for our nation. Let's promote the truth of the Word of God. And then let's reflect Jesus Christ in all of our actions. You know, the Bible teaches us that you and I, as ambassadors for Christ, represent Him. And in everything that we say, everything that we do, every thought, every attitude, every action that we have should be that which reflects Jesus Christ. It could very well be that the only Jesus somebody else sees is the Jesus that he sees in you and me. Are we reflecting Jesus Christ in our lifestyle? Well, indeed, we should. I love America. I think America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But we've gotten away from the principles that made this nation great. When we talk about making America great again, I'm talking personally myself about getting back to the Word of God. So in light of the election, the presidential election last Tuesday, as Christians who represent Christ, let's pray for our nation, let's promote the truth of God's Word, and then let's reflect Jesus Christ in all of our actions. If we do that, God will be glorified. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you today.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.